The eye is necessary. Dibbodarsan, diksha. Diksha means to acquire such eye, inner eye. Dibbogyan, the second eye, the upanayan. The another eye, from within, upanayan. Another eye. By sacred faith ceremony, it is meant to be imparted another eye to see things around. That is the eye of judgment, the theistic eye. Try to see with the eye your friend with infinite affection for you. Don't be afraid of anything. Get the eye to see that you are surrounded by a friendly circle. The depth of the vision of the eye that is appreciated. Ujjat papusya samsaram. Pap means previous prejudice, which opposes us to read the deeper truth in the background. That is pap, the prejudice. Pāpuṣya saṅkhayam, those prejudices should be removed. Dibbam jñānam yato dadyāt kuryāt pāpuṣya saṅkhayam. Tasmā dikkhīti sāpta uptā. Dīśi koi stattva kūpidoi. Those that have got a real knowledge about reality, they say that diksha means such. To read the inner meaning, inner movement, inner tendency, passing through the cover of things. What is the environment? What is the inevitable, irresistible, inevitable that must happen, none can oppose, what is that? That is friendly, that is affectionate to us, to be able to read that. The ultimate power is friendly to us. Only local interests are clashing one another. Individual interest, provincial, local, they are clashing with one another. But the absolute interest, if we can connect with, then we shall see. If our interest may be included in the absolute interest, if it is possible for us, then we shall see everything is happy, everything is good. From the international calculation, there is also my representation, but from the universal calculation, not from misunderstood individual calculation of interest. That is what is necessary. And the absolute good autocrat is Krishna, sweetest. Which is above law, that is the most beautiful. No rhyme, no reason. Even no room for justice. So sweet. The plane is so sweet that no question of justice can enter there. How can we think that? Autocrat. Autocracy. The highest autocracy of the absolute good. has no room for justice to enter in it. There's autocracy. But autocracy of which? Well, autocracy is highest good. Highest good is autocrat. It is not necessary for him to think for any inconsideration. It is above that. His will is perfect. Let there be light, there was light, there was whatever. His will is all right. The autocrat whose will is all right, then no question of any justice, wrong or right. Everything is right. Highest right. Separation, union, this embracing and the kicking, bruising and everything is sweet. Asrishva padratang pinushtumam adarsunam madmahatang karutuva jatha jatha va viradu lampatu mat prananathastu saivo nevo. Trina's test gives the assurance. Whatever outer treatment you get, whatever cruel it may seem at present to you, but he is the Vedrisha, the center of all good. So, when consciousness comes to that high Krishna consciousness, never wants any separation from that. However treatment may come, apparently. Mat prananathastu, he is my only Lord. So clearly treating over me, still he is my only Lord. So sweet. Mat prananathastu saiva, none else. He is the only Lord of mine for whole existence, none else. Though apparently I feel that I am most harshly treated by him. So sweet. Can never think any alternative of being separated from that sweetest center. It is so sweet. His punishment is also sweet. What to union and embracing, welcoming. Punishment to the extreme, that is also sweet. That consciousness grows in one's mind, awakens in one's heart. It's so sweet. No possibility. There cannot be, can never be any hope of our good to any other place. This is the place, the sweetest. He may behave with me in any way, but that does not matter. I cannot budge an inch. The slightest I can't withdraw from his connection. So sweet, so good, so well wishes, affectionate, all this consideration. The absolute is such to all of us. Mahaprabhu told that in his last slok, a very slok he has given, eight poems, last poem says like that. It's punishing, yes, punish more, more punish. Punishment also from your hand is very sweet. Heart is contented. He is my guardian. Whole faith in him. Eternal faith in him. You are my only shelter. Nonetheless, nowhere I have got my shelter. Safe shelter. But under your feet, holy feet, such consciousness. But we shall pray for the day when our heart will rise up to that standard, what Mahaprabhu wanted to teach us. That this sort of exclusive reliance you must cultivate within you for the highest center, highest your guardian. No complaint, no complaint. All possible complaints must be eliminated when you like to approach him. That is the way to approach. Trinada Vishwani, Sarvara Vishwishnu. All responsibility of evil future with you. There everything is all right. With this consciousness you must begin your journey. The whole responsibility of non-success or evil effects, all responsibility with you. Not with him in any way. Then, in no time, you will reach the plane. If you want to reach the plane, then you must be, you have to adjust in this way. You have to take within you this thought, that is all good, all blissful. And where I am, this is all evil. All nasty. This sort of attitude will bring success for you very shortly. Trinada Vishwani, Tarur Vishwainu, Amani Mahamada. You stand face to face, address him, take his name. Take his name. Man means surrender to his feet by taking the sound. But your attitude to be fruitful, your journey to be fruitful, your attitude must be such. Trinada Vishwani. No complaint against anybody. All complaint against your previous life. And with pure and open heart you must approach there. This shortest period will take you there. There, those that live there, they are of such good temperament people. They does not know to complain against anybody. Anybody. They are seeing the environment as good as anything. And they are very cautious that they may not create any any doubt there. They may not create any doubt. It is a pure sphere, and I must not create any doubt here. Very anxious they will be. All purity. This temperament is allowed to enter such place where everything is good.